Hello?
Hey, my oven's not working.
What's that?
My oven's not working.
Yeah, I think you got the wrong number.
No, I think I have the right guy. Your name's Jack, right?
Yeah.
You did construction on condos?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, I got the right guy. And my oven doesn't work.
Well, I can't help you with that, man. I don't have anything to do with the appliances. I just did the hardwood, so call somebody else.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I'm having trouble setting the clock. Oh.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you were the guy that was talking about the oven earlier.
Yeah, and now I have an issue with my hardwood floors, and I know that you're the guy to talk to because you said that you do hardwood floors.
I don't know how to fix any of that stuff.
Don't worry about it. I just need to know how long it took to put them in.
It took me a couple of hours to do every condo in there.
So 2 to 3 would be a good estimate?
I just said that.
Okay, sweet. Got it marked down in my notebook. Thank you. See ya, buddy.
Are you seriously calling me again?
Yes, I just have one question. When you said it was 2 to 3 hours to install the hardwood floors, was it closer to 2 or 3 hours?
Why are you asking so many dumb questions?
Well, it's really not a dumb question, and I'll tell you why. And I know that not everybody does this, but all the things in my house, I consider them my friends. So I give them names.
What?
The hardwood floors, I call him Chester. He's going to grow up someday, and I want to tell him about his birth.
You name your hardwood floors.
I name everything in my house. Like, the refrigerator's name is Rhonda, and the oven's name is Georgia Jean.
This is weird.
Could you tell me how long exactly it took you to put in those hardwood floors so I can have that information to tell Chester when he grows up?
Are you joking right now?
No, if I could just get that information, I'd appreciate it. I need the whole story for his baby book. And since you're the biological father who installed the hardwood floors, you're the only person that knows.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm going to go ahead and hang up and act like this phone call
never
happened.
Oh, sure. Sure, you're a typical man, and you're not going to take care of your kids.
Man, you need to get it together. Go out and meet some people, make some friends, stop talking to your furniture.
I have friends.
No, you don't, man. That's not real.
My microwave is my friend.
You need help, man. You need psychological help.
My microwave says you're a d***.
Your microwave is your friend, and it says I'm a d***.
Yeah. Says you're a bitch.
What does your microwave know? It wasn't there when I was there. I never met your microwave.
My microwave told me to tell you this is a prank phone call.
Wait, what? Your microwave told you to tell me that this is a prank phone call.
Yes, my microwave told me to tell you that this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
I knew it.
Your brother Alan set you up. He emailed us and says he likes to mess with you all the time.
That sounds about right, man. He's been messing with me since we were kids. Yeah, it's never going to end.
Did you actually at any point believe that somebody was calling you who thought that their appliances and hardwood floors were his friends?
Dude, you never know. I deal with the strangest people.